Christmas Midnight Game Show! Jonathan, thanks for this. Hi, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas.
How are you? Nice to see you.
I'll kill you.
This is my game show. The bedside clock is ticking. If you'd like to sit up, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. How are you feeling?
I'll get you back.
Okay, well, first, here comes a cracker. Many elves are helping us tonight. So, Craig, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
you've won.
So I think the important thing is that we put on our hats.
What time is it?
It's 1:25 this, in the morning.
This is surreal.
Okay, right. We're now going to play a super fun game called Ghosts of Strictly Past.
Oh, God.
Now, this is a ghost from Strictly Past. I am going to give you some clues.
Thank you.
In week three, you were left unimpressed by this ghost's jive.
That could be most of the nation. Darling.
Okay. There you go. Any memories coming flooding back?
No.
From this ghost of Strictly Past.
Not a clue.
Now, I'm going to tell you one of the remarks you made about this ghost of Strictly Past. You said this ghost's salsa was like Bonnie Langford being chased by a barking Dalmatian.
Whoever that is going to kill me.
So that's how you described this ghost. Who does that remind you of?
There's no way that Anita Dobson would be in my bedroom at this ungodly hour.
Let's find
she wouldn't
out.
Put herself through it. Anita, you can stay for this, but you mustn't give any clues.
No,
we're now going to bring in the next ghost from Strictly Past. You were left cold by this ghost's salsa, so let's remind you. How would you describe this salsa?
Not very good. I can't see the hip action. Is through all that costuming.
Is there any way you can turn around and give us some hip action? Oh, you saw a bit of hip action there.
We've got a shimmy.
Well, I can tell you, when this ghost was eliminated, you actually voted to save them over Charles Venn.
Oh, no!
It's not Dr. Range. Is it? I love Dr. Range.
Yay! Here goes the doctor!
Everyone's laughing!
Right, we're now going to move to your third ghost. I can tell you that you were very dissatisfied with this ghost, Cha Cha Cha. Let's have a reminder. On movie week, you said that this ghost's performance was reminiscent of a lobster on acid. A lobster on acid. Are we closer to identifying ghost number three?
Does this person work in radio?
Would you like to hazard a guess?
Madam Mills, darling. Madam Mills.
Well, thank you very much. Our ghosts from Strictly Past. Thank you, ghosts. Now, Christmas would not be Christmas, would it, without a little bit of pantomime. Please welcome... Well, who's
this? Oh, my God.
I think I'll get out of the door.
Is dressed, of course, as Widow Twanky.
Twanky.
Right. Now, Widow Twanky is going to read a series of statements, and all you have to do is answer with either oh yes, he is, or oh no, he isn't. It's as simple as that.
Ready?
We are as ever.
Marvellous. Michael Bublé is the biggest selling Christmas artist of all time.
Oh no, he isn't.
You're absolutely right.
One out of one.
Paul O'Grady is starring in Goldilocks and the Three Bears Panto at the London Palladium this year.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is. Get Paul on the phone for me. He'll be furious.
I'm very busy with my own panto, darling. You know what it's like.
Here we go. The third question. Bruno Tonioli is the Strictly Come Dancing head judge.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the legendary Christopher Biggins! Trying to get out of the door.
You better give him a glass of champagne, darling.
Oh, thank you, darling.
All these people are downstairs.
Right. So, Santa is actually going to bring in a present.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
It's another identification. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to ask you some questions, and the more questions you answer, the more I will unwrap of this. Complete the title of the following TV show. The blank Buds of May, the something.
The darling.
Now, for that, I'm going to unwrap some of your presents. There you go. Oh, there we go. Have a good look. What do you
think? I'm thinking this person is definitely a dancer.
Not a penguin.
No, because they have sort of good turnout.
Male or female?
I'd say that's lady.
Let's move on to the next question. In the famous children's story Peter Pan, what is the surname of Wendy, John and Michael?
I should know this. I've done that show. I do know this. Darling.
For that, I'm going to remove... Oh, what's happening here? It could be a woman dressed as a man.
It could be a slender man or... a narrow-hipped woman.
Interesting. But you're not prepared to make a guess at this point?
No. Well, no.
Okay, next question. The Labour politician who served as Chancellor of the Exchequer between 2007 and 2010 was called Alistair...
Darling.
You've got that right.
That's a man.
That is a definite man hand. You're Australian, aren't you? Born in Australia?
Born in Australia.
So this should be easy for you. What is the capital of the Northern Territory of Australia?
Darwin.
Okay. For that, you're going to get another two male hands.
They're matching, at least.
So let's go through all this. We've got two male hands and two female feet. Who do you know that has the feet of a lady but the hands of a man? Okay. Which Indian city, located near the Himalayas, is noted for its exceptional tea?
Darjeeling.
Darjeeling.
That is the correct answer. That. Oh, look at this. It's now getting very close.
Oh, yes. No, it's becoming clearer.
You know who it is?
Is it Anton Dubek?
Oh, my goodness. Is it ever?
How embarrassing is it?
I'm a snaky-hipped woman with dainty feet and manly hands.
I'm so sorry, darling. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Thank you very much, Anton Dubek. Thank you very much. Good night.
I think that's over.
What do you mean it's over?
Oh, well. Merry Christmas.
Well, look, yeah, thanks very much. Look at this mess. I've just had these laundered as well. That was unbelievable. I mean, they haven't seriously just left, have they?
think Dobson's in the house dressed as a ghost.
No, worse than that, Christopher Biggins is here as well. Much worse, that's a nightmare.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.